Brothers and sisters, if you could please find a seat and let's calm our hearts down.
弟兄姊妹们，请你们进前来坐啊，让我们有颗安静的心。
So yeah, we're going to be singing our the hymn tonight. It's hymn 306, Living for Jesus.
今天晚上我们要唱的诗歌是诗歌306首，活着为耶稣。
Let's have our sister play the first stanza for us.
让我们的姊妹为我们弹第一节。
Top.
That's a two.
Living for Jesus, who died in my place, bearing on Calvary my sin and disgrace. Such love comes to me to answer.
Living for Jesus.
Oh Lord Jesus, I want to thank you and praise you, Lord.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, you are our Savior and you are God and you are the one that saved us from our sins, Lord.
主，你是我们的救主，你是那位把我们从罪恶当中救拔出来的救主。
Lord, we don't understand why, but Lord, why do you love sinners such as I?
我们实在是不明白你为什么爱罪人像我一样的人。
Lord, we are unworthy and we are so filthy, but you, the Son of God, continue to seek after us.
主，我们实在是不配，我们实在是那群肮脏的人，但是主，你作为神的儿子，一直却来寻找我们。
Lord, it is I that was the one that sinned, but you were the one that paid the price for me.
主，我是那位罪人，但是你是那位为我的罪付上代价的。
Lord, your love is so immense and your love is so wonderful.
主，你的爱是何等的深，你的爱是何等的奇妙。
Lord, I want to lift up your name on high. I want to say thank you, and you are worthy, Lord.
主，我们实在是献上我们的感谢，高举你的名，你是那位配得的。
Lord, I want to say that in everything that we do, Lord, that may we do it with a open heart and with a joyful heart.
不管我们做什么，主都让我们能够有一颗开放的心，有一颗喜乐的心。
Lord, I want to.Have a joyful heart and to lift your name up to the highest.
让我们怀着一颗喜悦的心，把来高举你的名。
Lord, be with us tonight, and we lift your name up on high.
今晚与我们同在，我们也来高举你的名。
Pray us in Jesus' name.
奉主的名祷告。
Amen. Okay. I said the brother last night was sharing about the love and the relationship. How the Lord has seek with us.
我们的弟兄昨天晚上与我们交通，就是主如何来来寻找那一条与我们之间的爱之路。
It is hard to understand and hard to fathom why would he do that for us.
我们实在是难以理解他为什么要这么做。
But we know that it is all because of his love.
我们知道，就这是因为他的爱。
Okay. And it is a love that you know we don't deserve, and a love you know that it's that is priceless.
这个爱是我们不配得的，这个爱也是无价的。
Okay. As you know, we all know that as for myself, first of all, like accepting Jesus Christ was not an easy decision.
就个人来说，接受主是一件不容易的事情。
But you know, but then.After accepting Christ, and like the living, you know, for Christ is not also an easy thing to do as well.
在我接受主之后呢，为主而活也不是一件容易的事情。
You know, sometimes, like, you know, we try to spread the gospel with our friends and close relatives.
很多时候呢，我们想尽力与我们周围的亲属或者朋友来分享他的福音。
And how many times have they tried to reject or you know try to avoid the topic?
很多时候呢，这些人都他们努力来规避我们，来避开福音的话题。
You know, or even worse yet, they try to avoid you because you know you might come and ask them or try to spread the gospel.
就因为我们向他们传福音呢，他们竟然来避免与我们有接触。
So yes, so you know, following Jesus, you know, living for Jesus, sometimes it's something that the world would not accept.
我们跟随主， 我们敬拜主是这个世界所不能接受的。
But we know that, you know, that is the pathway that we should take, and also that is the pathway that the Lord wishes for us to follow as well.
但是我们很明白，这条路是我们要走下去的，也是主所喜悦的。
As we know, that is we only have one master, and it is Jesus Christ Himself.
我们知道，我们只有一个主，就是我们的主耶稣基督。
Okay, so yeah, let's sing this from the top again.
让我们再次唱这首歌。
Yeah, okay. To the stanza four again there.
我们再次唱第四节。
Okay. I like that living for Jesus through earth's little while. My dearest treasure, the light of his smile, seeking the lost ones, he died to redeem, bringing the weary to find rest in him.
再唱第四节。
Okay. So I like this, this the last stanza here because, you know, how wonderful it is to one day to be able to see our Lord Jesus and to see His smile, right, and to be able to bow down before his feet and to give him all the thanks that he has done for us. Okay, let's just sing this stanza four again. Okay.
第四节
okay?
Yeah. Okay.
Living for Jesus through earth's little while, my dearest treasure.
That will end our singing time. I'll leave the time to our brother Mac.
我们诗歌就到这里，把时间交给我们弟兄。
Very thankful for being able to be together for another full day in the Lord.
我们实在感谢主，我们又有一整天能够在主的面前聚集。
Experience wonderful times in His presence, hearing His word.
我们是经历了他的一个奇妙的一个他的话语。
Wonderful times of fellowship together around meals.
我们也在吃饭的时候，我们能有甜美的交通。
But above all, that special treasure this morning of sharing His table together.
但是更重要的是，我们今天早晨，我们能够在他的桌前，我们能够一起来交通。
What a wonderful Lord we have.
我们是有何等奇妙的一位救主。
And we are thankful that He took the initiative to come and redeem each and every one of us.
我们感谢他，因为他主动的来到这个地上来拯救我们每一个人。
It is something that we will probably spend eternity gaining a fuller and greater understanding of it.
这需要我们在永世里面，我们才能够完全的把它来明白。
Well, as I mentioned last night, what's upon my heart is for us to consider the Apostle Paul.
我昨天提到了，在我的心上，我想和大家来交通保罗使徒。
And not so much looking at his teaching, but looking at his life.
不只是看他的一些教训，而是要看他的生命。
As we just sang this song,
就像我们刚才唱的这首诗歌。
This was Paul's desire.
这是保罗的他的渴慕。
To live for Christ.
是为耶稣而为主而活。
Not I, but Christ.
不再是我，乃是基督。
Christ liveth in me.
基督活在我的里面。
And Paul, he was sold out for the Lord.
保罗他把自己都已经卖给了我们的主。
And what was it that captured Paul's life?
是什么？究竟是什么抓住保罗的一生呢？
As we mentioned last night, it wasn't a religious teaching.
像我们昨天讲的，不是这些宗教上的教训。
It wasn't some type of special theology.
也不是一个奇妙的奇特的神学。
But what captured Paul?
抓住保罗的。
What revolutionized his whole life?
隔了他的命的
was the encounter with one person.
是他遇见了这一位
The encounter he had with our Lord Jesus Christ.
是与我们主耶稣基督的相遇
And I know that if we went around this room,
当我们在看我们这个房间
，There would also be many precious testimonies.
我们也有非常很多非常宝贵的一些见证。
Of how, in a great variety of ways, when one's encountered the Lord Jesus Christ,
我们每一个人都当我们遇见我们的主
，It also revolutionized their lives.
也革了我们的命。
He has a way of turning our lives upside down.
他有一个特殊的方式，能够让我们的一生来有一个转折
，Changing our whole perspective.
改变我们整个的我们的视角
，creating within us that desire to live for Him，
在我们里面造就了这样一个渴慕为他而活。
And we're thankful how we see this in Paul's life。
我们感谢主，让我们在保罗的一生里面看到这一点。
I'd like to read again one scripture out of Philippians 3。
我想和大家再读腓立比书第三章。
Philippians 3 verse 8。
腓立比书第三章第八节。
This is Paul as he's sharing some of his testimony。
当保罗来交通他的见证。
He shared all of his credentials from his past history.
他把他自己所有的他这些的证他的凭据在他的见证里面见证出来。
But once he's seen Christ, he has a whole different perspective of them.
但是当他看见了基督，他就有了一个完全不同的视角。
In Philippians 3:8, he says,
腓立比书三章八节，他这样说。
More than that, I count all things to be loss in view of the surpassing value of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord.For whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and count them but rubbish, so that I may gain Christ.
他说：“不但如此，我也将万事当作有损的，因我以认识我主基督耶稣为至宝。我为他已经丢弃万事，看作粪土，为要得着基督。”
Let's have another word of prayer.
我们再有一点祷告。
Lord, we do thank you for so great a salvation that you've brought us into.
主，我们实在感谢你带给我们如此大的救恩。
Lord, we're thankful for the new life you have placed within us.
我们也感谢你在我们里面放了这么一个新的生命。
We're thankful for the anointing and enabling of your Holy Spirit.
我们也感谢你借着圣灵来的浇灌和恩膏。
We come here tonight, we confess that, Lord, we are those that are utterly cast and utterly dependent upon you.
我们来到这里，我们必须承认我们是绝对的来要依靠你。
And Lord, that in our weakness, your strength would be made perfect.
愿意你的力量在我们的软弱上得以完全。
We offer our hearts to you that your Holy Spirit would have a great freedom tonight.
我们把我们的心献给你，愿你的圣灵能够在我们身上得到完全的自由。
Just as Paul opened his heart to you.
就像保罗把他的心向你打开。
We want to open our hearts to you.
我们也把我们的心向你打开。
And say, "Have thine own way, Lord. Have thine own way."
我们要说主在我们的里面找到你通达的道路。
We're thankful that as we gather, we declare your name, your lordship over this time.
当我们再一次聚集，我们来宣告你的名，借你的主权。
Knowing that you have made every provision for us in Christ Jesus.
我们知道你是在借着耶稣基督的生命为我们预备了一切。
And again, by faith, we step into the fullness of that provision.
我们因信站在这供应的完全的里面。
Thy precious name we pray, Amen.
奉你宝贵的名祷告， Amen.
Last night, we were first introduced to Saul, this great big man.
我们昨天晚上我们见到了扫罗这样的一个大的人物。
We see how the Lord arranged his life in such a way.
我们看见主如何在他的生命里面为他安排。
That he was actually a witness to the martyrdom of Stephen.
他看见斯提凡的殉道。
And he was a great persecutor of the church, ravaging the church.
他在那里极大的破坏了这个教会。
And because of his upbringing, because of who he was, because of his education, he had the whole world before him.
因为他的出身，他的教育，他拥有了这个世上的一切。
Not only the secular world, but the religious world.
不仅是世上，而且是宗教的这个世界。
But then he had this encounter on that road to Damascus with our Lord Jesus Christ.
但是当他去大马士革的路上，他遇见了我们的主耶稣。
And this great big man, Saul.
这个大人物扫罗
was changed to Paul, this little man.
就被转变成保罗一位小人物。
But this little man,
但是这个小人物
had a great big God.
但是他被神大用。
Before he had a different concept of God.
他以前对着神他有不同的一个看法。
But now he saw that in his littleness,
但是在他的小处
there was a great God that was for him.
他看见为着他有一位伟大的神
a great God with a great purpose.
有一位伟大的神有着伟大的旨意
And he had called Paul into his service.
他呼召保罗进到他的服事的当中
We said that as we're together, we're going to be considering three keys within Paul's life.
我们说我们要在这里思想保罗的三把钥匙。
We said these are not all inclusive.
当然这不一定代表了一切。
But simply three that have touched my heart.
但是这三个方面摸着了我的心。
We started last night on the matter of this. Paul had this intimate relationship with Christ.
我们昨天晚上提到保罗与基督有着亲密无间的关系。
We're going to consider that a little more tonight and then move into the second key of Paul's had an insatiable desire for Christ.
今天我们会接着讲一点然后我们就会讲到保罗向着基督他有一个永无止境
And finally, because of this, Paul came into seeing that there was an infallibility of Christ.
然后我们看见保罗他看到基督的永不失败。
We're thankful how Paul allowed the Lord to work in his life in a marvelous way.
我们看见保罗让神在他的生命里面做奇妙的工作。
And as we read, he had this desire to know the Lord.
他一直在那里保留了一个渴慕，要认识主。
Counting everything that he had before, all of his great credentials, as rubbish, as loss.
他把他所有的以前的证书，他所有拥有的都当作有损的。
Because he saw the value of knowing the Lord.
因为他以认识基督为至宝
Not just a mental understanding,
不是头脑上的一个认识
but an experiential reality within his life of knowing him. He had a hunger for this.
而是在他的心里面，在他的经历里面，他认识主，他有这样的一个渴慕，要更多的认识他。
He saw how the Lord had brought him into this intimate relationship.
他也看见主把他带到一个亲密的关系。
And brothers and sisters, the Lord.Has brought each and every one of us into this an intimate relationship.
弟兄姊妹们，主实在把我们每一个人都带到这样一个亲密的关系的里面。
And the question we have, are we responding to that relationship?
我们要问的一个问题，是不是我们像这样的一个关系，我们有回应
？He is jealous, Father. His Father is jealous for Christ to be formed in us.
我们的主，我们的父神，他为着让基督在我们里面成形，他是大发热心。
He wants us to know His Son.
他让我们认识他的儿子。
He's made every provision for us to know that son.
他为我们供应了一切，让我们能够认识他的儿子。
Thankful how Paul was willing to say yes and respond and come into that relationship.
我们感谢主保罗，他愿意说，他愿意来进到这个关系的里面。
And how about us?
我们如何呢
？Are we willing to be yielded unto him?
我们愿不愿意在他面前降服
？And sometimes when we're not willing,
有时候我们可能不愿意。
Praise God in His wonderful mercy and His loving kindness.
但是我们感谢主他奇妙的恩典和怜悯。
He doesn't reject us.
他并不在这里舍弃我们。
He doesn't say to us, "Oh, you're not willing to enter into this relationship. I have no use for you."
他并不是说你不愿意进到这样的关系里面，所以我对你没有用处，你对我没有用处了。
What does He say?
他怎么说
？He says, "Come and see."
他说你来看。
He shows us more of His Son.
他把他的儿子更多的让我们先看见。
And if that doesn't capture us in a way, he shows us even more of Christ.
如果还不够的话，他就更多的让我们看见基督。
Until all of a sudden we are those that are captured by him.
直到那一天，我们被他完全的抓住。
Coming into this intimate relationship.
让我们进到这样的一个亲密的关系里。
And when we come into this relationship,
当我们进入到这个关系里面
we start to see the how immeasurable it is.
我们看见它是如何的无法测度。
There's a height to it. There's a depth to it.
它是有这样的高度，有这样的深度。
There's a width. There's a breadth.
有这样的宽度，这样的长度。
Oh, and we spend our Christian life exploring the riches of Christ.
我们穷尽我们的一生，我们来寻找它的丰富。
I love how one brother describes the Christian life as the life of an explorer.
我喜欢一个弟兄，他说我们基督徒的一生就是一个探索的一生。
Exploring this, exploring that aspect of Christ.
我们探索这个方面，那个方面，关于基督的。
And entering into the blessings and the riches of it.
我们进到他的丰富的祝福的里面。
This intimate relationship that Paul had was the very foundation of his life.
保罗与主的亲密的关系是他一生的一个根基。
And it held him securely through all of the trials of life.
在他无论经历什么样的试炼，这都保守了他。
Because he knew that there was a love there that would never let him go.
他知道有一份爱不会放弃他。
There was a love there.
那里面有一份爱。
As Jeremiah said, I have loved you with an everlasting love.
像耶利米说，我用永远的爱来爱你。
It's a love that even though if you look at that prophet Jeremiah,
这个爱就让耶利米看见。
When did God say that to them?
当神向他们说话。
He said he loved this people of Israel with an everlasting love.
他说他爱以色列民用他永远的爱。
After they had utterly rejected him.
当他们完全的弃绝了主。
You read those first chapters in Jeremiah.
你读那些耶利米书的前面几章。
He says, you've actually changed gods for another god.
他们说你用别的神代替了耶和华神。
You're worshiping all these idols.
你们在这里敬拜这些偶像。
But I've loved you with an everlasting love.
但是我仍然用永远的爱来爱你们。
I've called you. This is the ancient way. Walk in it and you'll find rest.
他说我呼召你们这是你们应走的古道你们在情在其中。
They said to the Lord, we will not walk in it.
他们向主说我们不想这样走。
He said, but I still love you with an everlasting love.
但是他说我还是用永远的爱来爱你们。
I've sent my prophets, listen to them, and you'll find the way.
我差遣我的先知到你们的中间，你们要听他，你们就能找到道路。
They close their ears. They say, "We will not listen."
他们捂住他们的耳朵，说我们不愿意听。
They utterly forsook the Lord.
他们完全的弃绝了主。
But He never let them go.
但是他没有放弃他们。
And He said, "I still love you with an everlasting love."
他说我仍然用永远的爱来。
Brothers and sisters, God's love for us is not dependent upon our treatment of Him.
弟兄姊妹们，我们神。的爱不是建立在我们如何的对待他。
And this is why Paul later on he testifies how he was constrained by that love of Christ.
是为什么保罗他后来能做见证说他被基督的爱所激励。
We'll touch on that in a minute.
我们一会儿讲这一点。
But it was controlling his life.
这就控制了他的一生。
Brothers and sisters, there's a richness in the love of Christ that he wants us to know.
弟兄姊妹们，在基督的爱的里面有一个丰富，他愿意我们知道。
Because as we see, as our brother's been sharing in the morning, we're living in these last days.
像弟兄今天早晨交通到，我们是活在末世的当中。
It's so vital that we know that voice, we know him.
这是何等的重要，我们要听这个声音，我们要认识他。
Because there'll be false Christ, there'll be false prophets, false signs.
因为这里有假的基督，有假的先知，也有假的这个征兆。
And if we don't know the reality,
如果我们不能认识这个实际
We can be led astray. We can be deceived.
我们就会被带偏离
One of the great blessings we have in our Christian life today.
我们今天在基督徒的一生里面我们极大的一个祝福
is we have such a great heritage. Ones that have gone before us. So great a cloud of witnesses.
我们有如此重大的一个给我们的传承，因为前面有那么多的人在我们的前面，像云彩围绕着我们。
The books we have, the commentaries we have, the biographies we have.
我们所有的这些书，这些讲经的书籍和这些人的传记。
We don't. The treasure we have just on our Kindle is saints from centuries ago would have died for that.
我们在我们的这个电子书的上面，这些所拥有的这些保障。那些以前的他们圣徒为了这一点他们献上生命也不惜
But there's a saying too that your greatest strength can become your greatest weakness
但是有这种说法说你最大的最强的会成为你最弱
Because we can start substituting this the knowledge about him instead of having that personal relationship with him
因为我们会用这些来替代了我们与他的真正的一个关系
You know if we're doing a Bible study or studying a certain topic
如果我们在查经，我们读一个专题。
And somebody has a question about something.
有一个人提一个问题。
What do we do now?
他说我们现在怎么办
？We just Google it.
我们就上网去查。
We say, I wonder where that verse is.
我想知道这一节圣经出自哪里。
Well, where's the verse about where he washed the disciples' feet?
讲到他洗门徒的脚是在哪里讲到的？
Oh yeah, that's over in John. So we go there.
在约翰福音，我们翻到那里。
Somebody has a question. Well, what really is the church?
有人就问，就是教会是什么
？I was playing around with AI one day.
我有一天我用人工智能。
And I asked that question. What's the church?
我就问人工智能教会是什么
？And I was stunned at the answer.
他这个。答案就让我很震惊。
I was expecting some theological discourse or something about a building.
我在那里想得到是一个神学的一个建筑物的一个描述。
And as I got this answer back,
但是当他 给出我这个答案
I'm paraphrasing, but it was something like
我只是在这里用我的话来描述
It's a group of Christians that gather together to honor the Lord Jesus.
他说是一群基督徒他们聚在一起来敬拜耶稣基督
It went on and I was impressed.
他一直在那里说让我很惊讶
It was actually one of the better definitions I'd seen.
是对教会的一个比较好的一个解释。
Now, but we can allow things like this to substitute for us.
我们有时候允许这些事情来代替。
Now, I'm very thankful for all the helps we have.
我当然为着能得到这样的帮助，我很感谢主。
The ones that have gone before paved the way.
那些在我们走在我们前面的，为我们预备了这个道路。
I love the ones who know Hebrew and Greek, so we don't have to dig through all of that stuff.
我喜爱那些人，他们能用希腊文读希伯来书，让我们不用再自己去深挖。
But these helps are not the end.
但这些帮助不是我们的目的。
They're simply the way to the end, the way to Him.
这只是我们走过的一条路。
We don't want to be feeding and feasting on secondhand food.
我们不是在这里吃第二手的这个食物。
But really, not just going around saying, well, so-and-so said this or so-and-so said that.
不是来回的说这个人说了这个那个人说了那个。
But we say, what does the Lord say?
我们要问我们的主他说的是什么。
What's the scripture saying?
圣经里面是怎么说。
And this is where even our Lord Jesus on his Sermon on the Mount, he was warning us about that.
我们的主在登山宝训的时候他给了我们这样的一个警告。
If you look at the chapter, Matthew chapter 5,
你如果读马太福音第五章
He's warning us to have this relationship with him where we hear what he says.
他要警告我们要有这样的一个关系要听他亲自向我们说话。
There's a phrase that's used several times throughout that chapter.
在那一章里面他用了一句话用了好几次。
It says, you have heard, but I say.
他说你们听说但是我是这么说。
If you look in Matthew 5 verse 21.
如果你读马太福音第二十一节。
It said, you have heard by the ancients, you shall not commit murder.
他说你们听古时有人说不可杀人。
But I say to you, anyone who's angry with his brother is committing murder.
但是我告诉你凡向弟兄动怒的他就杀了人了。
Again, he says, you've heard you're not to commit adultery.
他说你们听见不可奸淫。
But I say to you that anyone who looks at a woman with lust has committed adultery.
只是我告诉你们凡见了妇女动淫念的这人已经与他犯奸淫了。
So often we hear this.
我们经常听见人这么说。
We just accept it.
我们就接受了。
Maybe it comes from a good source.
也许是有一个好的来源。
But we see how the Lord wants us to hear what He has to say.
但是我们在这里看见主愿意我们听他向我们说的话。
One of the great lacks within the Christianity today.
在我们今天基督徒生活里面一个极大的缺陷。
Is there not enough Bereans?
是没有大的这个。
In Acts chapter 17, there's the church of Berea.
就是 Berea 怎么？比利亚人没有足够的比利亚人。
Okay. And what characterized them?
他们是有什么一个特性呢
？Paul went in there and he started preaching all this stuff.
保罗到那里向他们来传道。
Did they just stop and say, "Oh, Paul said it, we believe it"?
他们只是说保罗这样说，所以我们就信了。
No.
不是
they took what Paul said.
他们听了保罗说的
And they went back to the scripture.
他们就回去再翻圣经
They believed it not because of what Paul said.
他们相信不是因为保罗如此说
But because of what Paul said was an agreement, was a witness with the spirit of the, within the gospel.
而是因着保
Within the scriptures, not the God, yeah.
而是因着保罗所说的是与圣经是符合的
Oh, brothers and sisters, so often we hear this, well, so-and-so says this and so-and-so says that.
弟兄姊妹们我们经常听说这个人说了这个那个人说了那个。
Oh, and praise God.
但是我们赞美神。
You know, one of the, I live in Richmond, Virginia.
我是住在 Richmond, 弗吉尼亚。
And, you know, we had this older brother that met with us for many years.
我们中间有一位跟我们聚会很久的一个弟兄
And he did not like us referring to him very often.
他不想让我们提到他的名字
That's why some of us don't use his name.
这是为什么我们很少提他的名字
Because we don't want to have to settle up with him later on when we get to with the Lord.
我们不想将来见主的时候我们要和他算这笔账
He would say, don't say I said this.
他说你不要说我说了这里
What does the Lord say?
我们的主说了什么
And we're thankful how these dear ones that Paul was bringing us to Christ.
我们实在感谢主，保罗把我们带到基督那里。
He was jealous that Christ be formed in them.
他为基督能够在里面，他们里面成型，他是大发热心。
Oh, how he wants us to have this intimate, personal, hidden, secret relationship.
我们愿意与他有一个亲密的、一个隐藏的、一个秘密的一个关系。
We know that David is described as a man after God's own heart.
我们知道大卫被说成是合神心意的人。
And David in Psalm 27.
大卫在诗篇二十七篇。
What was the one thing that he was after?
他在那里寻求的是何等的一样。
Oh, that I could dwell in the house of the Lord.
他说我愿意住在耶和华的殿中。
That I could behold the beauty of the Lord.
我来瞻仰他的荣美。
Meditating upon him.
我来思想他的话。
One thing, this was that intimate relationship that David had.
这就是大卫他所拥有的一个亲密的关系。
This was his secret.
这也是他的秘诀。
How did he become a man after God's own heart?
他如何成为一位寻求来合神心意的人呢？
He got to know God's heart.
因为他能够认识神的心。
And how did he get to know God's heart?
他怎么能够认识神的心呢？
He spent time with him.
因为他花时间与他在一起。
You know, it's easy to form superficial relationships.
我们很容易建立一个表面的一个关系。
But to have a heart-to-heart relationship, it takes time.
但是如果我们要有心向着心的关系，要花很多的时间。
We have to have that desire.
我们要有这样的渴慕。
And it will cost us something.
也需要我们付上代价。
We might not be able to do something that we were planning on doing.
也许我们因此我们就不能做我们所要计划做的事情。
Because we were going to have an opportunity to be with this person and get to spend some quality time with them.
因为我们可以花时间与这位在一起，花一个很美好的时间。
All that Paul had on his heart was to get to know the Lord in a fuller and greater way.
保罗的一心就是要认识这位主，更完全、更全面地认识他。
You know,And how was Paul able to do this?
保罗如何能够这样做呢？
He wanted to know the Lord so much. We read those scriptures. They know that surpassing value of our Lord.
他是如此的想认识主，他认识他这个超越的他的价值。
A couple of verses after that.
在那后面的几节。
In Philippians 3, verse 10.
在腓立比书三章第十节。
He said this was Paul's prayer.
这是保罗的他的一个祷告。
Oh, that I may know him.
使我认识基督。
I may know him in the power of his resurrection, the fellowship of his sufferings, being conformed to his death, in order that I may attain to the resurrection from the dead.
晓得他复活的大能，并且晓得和他一同受苦，效法他的死。
What is Paul really praying for here?
保罗在这里做的是什么样的一个祷告？
He wants to enter into the experiential reality of who Christ is.
他想要进入认识基督是谁，在他自己的经历的里面。
He wants to know. Paul knows in his head he has the resurrection life within him.
保罗在他的头脑里面，他知道他里面有一个复活的生命。
But he wants to enter into the experience of the power of that life that overcame death.
但是他要在他的经历里面，他认识到这一个能够来战胜死亡的大能。
The victory, the victorious power of that life that has overcome all things.
这一个复活的大能是得胜的，他已经战胜了一切。
We've got a tremendous treasure within us, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们，在我们里面有何等巨大的一个宝库。
There's a life within us that is jealous and wants to just break forth.
在我们里面有这样一个大发热心的一个生命，它马上要在爆发出来。它在预备好已经爆发出来。
We can.
我们能。
It's amazing.
我们不能，这是何等奇妙。
We in our own self can hinder the power of this resurrection life from coming forth.
我们凭着我们自己的肉体，我们反倒阻止了这个生命的爆发。
It's the greatest power in the universe.
这是这个全宇宙中最大的一个能力。
And God humbles himself.
我们的主他放在我们的里面。
That if we choose to say no to that power,
如果我们向着这样的能力说不，
it just sits within us.
就存在我们的里面。
But it's trying to create within us a hunger.
但是要在我们里面成为一个饥渴。
I call it holy indigestion.
是我们一个圣洁的，我们难以消化的。
It's not going to just sit there and be passive.
它不是在那里就是默然不动。
I'll use our brother's word from this morning. It's going to be in us. It's going to be actively passive.
用我们弟兄早晨的话是说，他要一个被动中的主动。
Wanting to break out.
他愿意来爆发。
Trying to arrange those circumstances.
他想为我们预备所有的环境。
And this is what Paul was saying. I want to enter into the reality of this.
保罗就说，我愿意进入到这个关系的里面。
He wasn't looking for an experience.
他并不是寻求的一个简单的经历。
He was looking for a life.
他寻找的是一个生命。
And he knew if he touched that life.
他知道如果他摸着这个生命。
Yes, there were some experiences would come.
当然会有一些经历。
So often today, ones can look for having an experience.
当我们看见天，我们就来找到一个经历。
But we fail to recognize the origin of that experience comes out of a life within us.
但是我们不能认识到这个经历，它的来源是在我们里面的一个能力。
And not only just knowing the power of that resurrection life.
我们不仅要认识这个复活生命的大能。
But entering into the fellowship of his sufferings.
而是要进到与他一同受苦。
Now what is Paul talking about here?
保罗在这里说的是什么？
How many...It doesn't sound like a very popular thing.
好像听起来不太受欢迎。
Now everybody wants to know the power of the resurrection life.
每个人都愿意知道那复活的生命的大能。
But how many volunteers do we have for the fellowship of his suffering?
有多少人愿意自愿与他一同受苦呢？
But what's he saying here?
但是他说的是什么意思呢？
What Paul is saying here.
保罗在这里说的是。
Is as he enters into this heart-to-heart relationship with God.
当他进到与神的一个心向着心的一个关系
into this heart-to-heart intimate relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ.
当他进入与我们主耶稣基督一个心向心的一个亲密的关系
He starts to see the yearning within God's heart.
他就看见我们神心里面的一个渴望
the desire within God's heart.
我们的神心里面也有这个渴望
for that bride to be made ready.
让心腹可以装饰成器
And there's a suffering that he's having to go through.
他要在那里受苦
until that bride can be made ready.
直到心腹能够装饰成器
He sees the condition of God's people.
他看见神的百姓的光景
God is weeping today over the condition of his people.
神在为他的百姓的光景来哭泣
Paul was entering in. He talks about all the things that the physical things that he had to go through in part of his testimony in Corinthians.
保罗在哥林多后书那里讲到他所要经历的所有他肉身上的一些苦楚。
But how did he conclude that?
他做了怎么样的一个结论呢
But daily there's that concern for all the churches.
但是每一天他向所有的教会存这样的一个心愿。
That was the fellowship of God, of his sufferings.
就是要与基督一同受苦。
We don't enter into the fellowship of his suffering on the cross.
我们并不是进到与他在十字架上的这样的受苦。
But this is a fellowship of his suffering yearning.For that day to come that his son can return.
是来与他一同受苦，来等候他的儿子的回来。
That suffering for righteousness' sake.
为了义来受苦。
Last weekend when we were in Seattle, we considered the prophet Jeremiah.
当我们上个星期我们在西雅图，我们来思想耶利米。
Jeremiah was considered the weeping prophet.
耶利米被称作流泪的使徒。
And why was Jeremiah weeping?
耶利米为什么在那里哭泣
Was it because he was having to suffer things?
并不是说他为什么事情受苦
But he was weeping because he had seen something of God's heart for his people.
他流泪是因为他看见神向着他的百姓
And with the condition, he started to see the condition of God's people and he was weeping over them.
他看见神百姓的光景他为他们来落泪
Brothers and sisters, at times we talk about the condition of God's people.
弟兄姊妹们，我们有时候讲到神百姓的光景。
As we enter into this intimate relationship with the Lord, and we start to understand something of His heart for His people, for the church.
当我们进入到与他亲密的关系的时候，我们就认识到在他心里面，他向着他的百姓的他的心意。
It will bring about a weeping within our heart over the condition in this hour.
我们就为着此时此刻的光景，我们向他与他一同流泪。
This is the fellowship of his suffering.
这就是与他一同受苦。
It's a fellowship of a jealousy for the Lord's purpose to be fulfilled.
这是为着我们的主他的旨意能够成就我们大发热心的一个受苦。
And Paul knew that the only way he could really come through on all of this.
保罗知道唯一能够让他能够来度过这难关的。
Was being conformed to his death.
是能够来与他的死一同。
Where Paul would have to decrease and Christ would increase.
保罗要衰微，要让基督必兴旺。
where Paul knew that it could be not I but Christ.
保罗可以认识到不再是我，乃是基督。
That's why he testified, "I die daily."
他为什么这样见证说，我每天都在死
？But as he died daily,
他每天都在死。
He also lived daily.
但是他也每天都在活。
Living in a newness of life.
他是靠着新生命而活。
Newness and a new power of life.
是新生命的大能。
Yes, that old man, when he was dying daily.
那个旧人天天都死去了。
But there was a rejoicing in that.
但是这其中大有喜乐。
Because he was experiencing more of that resurrection life.
因为他越来越多的来经历这个复活的大能的生命。
Is it, did it cost Paul something?
这要保罗付了什么代价
？Yes, we see what it cost him.
当然，我们知道他付了什么的代价。
We've touched on that, and we continue to see what cost him.
我们提到了这一点，我们也继续来看这他的代价是什么。
But Paul was surrendered to the Lord.
但是保罗向主来降服。
Paul, we could say Paul had.Was undistracted in his service to the Lord.
保罗向着主，他的服事是不受任何事情的打扰的。
He said, "I can do nothing."
他说我什么也做不能做。
But Christ can do all things.
但是基督靠着基督，凡事我都能
做。Daily he was offering himself as that living sacrifice.
他每天把自己献上，成为活祭。
All of his wants, all of his desires, his likes, his pleasures.
他所有的盼望，他所有的渴望，他所有的喜好。
The more he came into this intimate relationship, this love, heart-to-heart relationship.
他越来越多的进到与主的这样的亲密的关系，这个心向心的关系。
All these other things faded away.
所有那些别的都在那里
衰退。Brothers and sisters, do we have a jealousy within us for this relationship?
我们里面有没有这样的热心，向着这样的一个关系
？Have we seen Christ in such a way that we want to enter into this relationship like Paul has？
我们有没有在这样的光里面看见基督，让我们像保罗一样要进到这样的关系的里面
？Oh, may the Lord reveal Himself to us！
哦，我们愿意主来向我们启示他的自己。
We saw the price that was paid at the table this morning。
我们今天早晨在主的桌子上面，我们看见为他付的何等的代价。
He did that because he wanted to have that intimate relationship with each one of us.
他那样做是因为他愿意与我们每一个人都建立一个亲密的关系。
And in Paul's life, as he came into this intimate relationship,
当保罗进到这样的一个亲密的关系里面
it created within him the second key that we're talking about. He had this insatiable desire for Christ.
在他的里面就造就了这样的第二把的钥匙，就是他对于神的渴慕是永不止息的。
The more he was in this relationship, the more he had this insatiable desire. Could never be satisfied. He was wanting more and more of Christ.
他越来越多的进到这样的关系的里面，他就有一个越来越永无止境的、不能满足的一个渴望。
And we'll see in Paul's life how he was burdened that not only would he would know it, but that the brethren would know about this.
我们看见在保罗的一生里面，不仅他这样的认识，而且他周围的弟兄姊妹们都能看见。
Brothers and sisters would have this desire also.
那些弟兄姊妹们，他们有同样的渴慕。
What was it that captured Paul?
是什么抓住了保罗
？It was that love of Christ.
是基督的爱。
As we look at 2 Corinthians chapter 5.
当我们读哥林多后书第五章
Verse 14, this is Paul's testimony.
第十四节，这是保罗的他的一个见证。
What controlled his life?
这是控制了他的一生的。
What constrained him?
来激励他的。
It says, for the love of Christ controls us, having concluded this, that one died for all, therefore all died. He died for all, so that they who live may no longer live for themselves, but for him who died and rose again on their behalf.
十四节、十五节，原来基督的爱激励我们，因我们想，一人既替众人死，众人就都死了，并且他替众人死，是叫那些活着的人不再为自己活，乃为替他们死而复活的主活。
That love of Christ，
这个向着基督的爱。
We don't have time tonight to start to consider that。
我们今天晚上没有时间来穷尽这个方面。
But you see the humility of it expressed in Bethlehem when he came and was born in a manger。
我们看见我们的主他如何的在伯利恒他出生在一个马槽里面他是何等的谦卑这个来到我们这里来抓住了我们
All of that love expressed throughout our Lord's life
我们主他的一生来彰显他向着我们的爱
It was a love with a purpose
这个爱带有目的
It was a love that had a purpose in view
这个爱是有一个目的在眼里
And it governed our Lord's life
这也就控制了我们主的一生。
And it governed Paul's life.
这也控制了保罗的一生。
This was not Paul's love for Christ.
这并不是保罗向基督的爱。
But Christ's love for Paul.
而是基督向保罗的爱。
The one who was willing to come and die.
那位愿意为保罗来而死。
That we can enter into so great a salvation.
让我们可以进入到如此大的一个救恩里面。
Let's look at another aspect of Paul's testimony.
我们再看保罗的见证的另外一个方面。
As he had been captured by the Lord.
当他被主完全的抓住。
This desire he has for him.
他向着他的一个渴慕。
We'll look in Philippians chapter 3, verses 12 to 14.
我们看腓立比书第三章十二节到十四节。
Now at first, as you read these verses,
当你刚开始读这些圣经的时候
they can sound similar to the other verses that we just read in the first part of this chapter.
好像我们刚才读过的那几节的圣经差不多。
But these verses are very different.
但是这些圣经文是完全不一样的。
When Paul spoke of those first verses we just read,
当保罗讲到这些我们刚才念的圣经
when he was counting all things as loss and all things as rubbish,
他视万物为粪土。
That was the things in his life before he knew the Lord.
这是在他认识主以前他生命里面的这些东西。
That was the part he was putting the world behind him.
他把世界放在他的背后。
Counting it but rubbish.
把他们看作粪土。
But now when you come to these verses,
但是当你来到这些经文里面
Paul has some experience with the Lord.
保罗已经在主里面有了一件经历。
He's in prison right now.
他这个时候还在监狱里面。
He's been on three missionary journeys.
他已经去做了三次的传教的这个旅程。
He's not only written this Philippian letter, he's written Colossians and Ephesians letters also.
他不仅写了腓立比书，他也写了以弗所书和哥罗西书。
Thessalonians, Corinthians, he has a history with the Lord now.
在他已经与主他有一段的经历了。
And we start, as he's grown in the Lord, we see this insatiable desire capturing him in a greater way.
我们看见他在主里面长出了一个他不能止息的一个干渴来这个已经抓住了他。
If you look at Philippians starting in chapter 3, starting in verse 12,
我们看在腓立比书第三章十二节开始。
It's an amazing statement, he says. It's almost like we have to reread it because we think something was misprinted.
这里面是怎么的奇妙让我们好像要重读一遍因为我们觉得好像已经写错了。
He says, not that I have already obtained it or have already become perfect, but I press on that I may lay hold of that for which also I was laid hold of by Christ Jesus.
他说这不是说我已经得着了已经完全了我乃是竭力追求或者可以得着基督耶稣所以得着我的。
Paul says, not that I haven't arrived yet.
保罗说我还没有到达。
Well, we would say, well,Paul, what do you mean you haven't arrived?
我们会问保罗你什么意思
Look at all your history. Look at your experience.
看见你所有的历史，你所有的经历，为什么说还没有到
？You've written the letter of Ephesians. That's just so glorious.
你写了这么荣耀的以弗所书。
In your travels, you've started many assemblies.
你在你的旅程的当中，你建立这么多的教会。
You've raised up ones to be serving with you.
你兴起那些为与你一起服侍的人。
Well, Paul is saying, no, he sees Christ in such a way that he knows he hasn't reached the end.
但是保罗说他如此的看基督，他还没有到了他的终点。
I haven't obtained it, but I'm pressing on.
我还没有得着，但是我在这里努力面前。
And he knows now that he's pressing on because he's been laid hold of for a purpose.
他在这努力面前，因为他被一个目的来抓住。
He wants to lay hold of that for which also I was laid hold of by Christ Jesus.
他要抓住这个基督所以来抓住他的。
Brothers and sisters, this is not a verse just for Paul.
弟兄姊妹们，这不仅对保罗有关。
Each and every one of us,
我们每一个人
in a very personal way,
在我们个人的层面
God has laid hold of us with a purpose.
神已经得着我们为着一个目的。
He has a plan for your life.
他为着你的生命他预备了一个计划
plans for you were good.
这个计划向着你是何等美
He has a purpose in your life.
他在你的一生里面有一个目的
He's laid hold of you for it.
他已经得着你为了这个目的
And he's simply wanting us to surrender to him and say, Yes, Lord, let me go about what you desire in my life.
他只是简单的说主啊我愿意在你面前降服为着你的一个安排你的渴望我们来行事
Not listening to man.
不是听人的言
but listening to God.
而是听神向我们说
I appreciated our brother Eric's testimony this afternoon.
我非常感激我们弟兄 Eric 弟兄下午的交通
Whether he was to go into a full-time service or not.
他在那里无论他是不是要全职服侍
And the wisdom of brother Wong.
王弟兄他的智慧见识。
What did God say to you?
神如何向你说？
Hadn't spoken, so you continue on.
神还没有向你说话，你就继续做你要做的。
God has laid hold of each one of us.
神已经得着我们每一个人。
He has a purpose for us.
他为我们每一个人定了一个旨意。
Live in that purpose today.
你今天活要活在那个旨意的当中。
Has that purpose for you to be in school, to be at work, whatever.
如果他的旨意是让你去上学，让你工作。
Be faithful in that today.
你要在今天就要在这个方面忠心。
And he shows us more and more.
当他越来越多的拣选我们。
Paul is testifying here.
保罗就是做如此的见证。
And Paul is just not. He's not just trying to act humble.
保罗并不是要装作谦卑。
This is a reality within him.
这是他里面的一个实际的光景。
He's seen the Lord in such a way.
因为他如此的看见了耶稣。
He's seen who Christ is, and he's come to know more of who he is.
当他越多的认识基督，他就越多的认识自己。
He says in 13, brethren, I do not regard myself as having laid hold of it yet.
在十三节说，弟兄们，我不是以为自己已经得着了。
But what he's not.There again, he's not being humble. There's a reality there.
并不是说他故作谦卑，而是他里面的实际。
It's the humility of Christ coming forth.
因为这是基督的谦卑来显现了出来。
He said, "But one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind, reaching forward to what lies ahead, I press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus."
说我只有一件事，就是忘记背后，努力面前的，向着标杆直跑。要得神在基督耶稣里从上面召我来得的奖赏。
There was one thing, Paul had his eyes upon Christ.
只有一件事情，就是保罗把他的眼目注视在基督的身上。
We'd like to translate that and say, there's one person in front of me.
我们换句话说，在我的前面只有一个人。
One person I'm living for.
我只为这一个人而活。
And because of him, I forget what lies behind and pressing forward to know him more and more.
因为他，我是愿意忘记背后，努力面前的，要更多的认识他。
Now here's where we need to draw a distinction between what Paul is saying now and what he said in some of those previous verses.
我们要在这里，我们要来区别保罗在这里所说的和他在前面所说的中间的差别。
When he looked back earlier in this chapter on the things of the world.
当我们看前面他讲到这个世界上的事情。
He said, "I count them as loss. I count them as rubbish."
他说我已经丢弃万事，看作粪土。
But here.What he's saying, I forget about that.
他在这里说他说我已经忘记了那些了。
What's he forgetting about?
他忘记的是什么？
He said, I'm not counting on all of my service.
他说我没有来依靠我以前的服事。
We can say I'm not. He's not going to rest on all of his labors and his laurels.
他甚至不是在因着他过去的服事，他可以休息，可以来睡觉了。
Yes, I've done those missionary journeys. I've written these letters to the churches.
他说我是传了这么些的道，我已经写了这么多的书信。
But I'm not just going to rest on that and have a badge of all my credentials.
但是我不是在这上面就休息了，然后让我因为我有这样的满了证书。
But because he doesn't say it's of no value.
他并不是说这就没有什么价值。
It's a great value.
当然是有很大的价值。
Not counting it as loss.
他没有把这个当作他的损失。
Because it was great gain.
因为对他来说是极大的。
But he's not looking backwards.
但是他并没有向后看。
At his service.
他看着他的服事。
Too often ones we look back, oh, 3 years ago I did this.
我们有时候经常说我们3年前我们做了这样的事情。
And that's their whole testimony.
这是我们的见证。
What do you do today?
但是你今天做了什么？
How did you serve the Lord today?
你今天是怎么样的服事主？
This is what Paul is trying to convey.
这就是保罗要向我们传达的。
But he's reaching forward, he's pressing on.
他在努力面前，他在向着标杆直跑。
Knowing him more and more.
更多的来认识他。
And he's always encouraging ones to press on.
他一直在鼓励我们要努力向前。
And I love how he uses this word pressing on.
我喜爱他用这句话，他说向着标杆。
Because the very essence of pressing means there's some resistance there.
因为他在这里说努力向前是讲到前面有一个阻力。
I mean, if there's no resistance, you don't even have to press. You just kind of push it out of the way.
如果没有什么阻力的话，你就不用努力，你只是把它撇在一边。
But Paul, he was pressing on to know the Lord in a fuller and greater way.
但是他在那里努力向前，他要更多更深的。认识我们的主。
He had this insatiable desire for the Lord. He didn't care where he served. He didn't care how he served. He didn't care when he served.
他在这里向着主有一个不能满足的一个渴望，他并不在意他在哪里服侍，在做什么的服侍，在什么何时来服侍。
His only desire was to please the one who first loved him and saved him.
他唯一的渴望就是来满足那位救了他来。
Constrained by that love of Christ.
他被基督的爱来激励。
The circumstances ahead didn't matter to him.
前面的这个环境对他来说不重要。
Whether it was a big thing or a small thing, difficult or good or bad or whatever.
无论是大事事无大小，不论是好的，不论是难的，还是好的。
He just had this desire to honor the Lord.
他只有一个渴望，就是要让主得到尊贵。
The vision that he had of Christ.
他对着基督的这样的一个意象。
Was governing his life.
就来掌控了他的一生。
And it directed him in every aspect of his life.
你就看见在他方方面面的一生，一生的方方面面。
I appreciate as we have fellowship with different brothers and sisters.
我喜欢和不同的弟兄姊妹们有交通。
How practical God is in lives of ones who have seen something of His heart and purpose.
在那些认识看到了主他的旨意的那些人，这些对他们来说都是一些可实行的，一些切实的。
One time we were having some fellowship with this young couple.
我们有一次和一对年轻的夫妇，我们有一个交通。
And they were planning on buying, getting another house.
他们计划再买一栋房子。
And they, all of their friends were moving over to a certain neighborhood because that was the more successful area.
他所有的朋友，他们就搬到一个小区里面，因为那住的人都是很成功的人。
But for this couple, the brothers and sisters they met with were living over in this area.
但是我们遇见的这对夫妇，他们住在这个地方。
It wasn't as fancy as the one over there.
不像另外一处的那些人，那些他们的。
But they wanted to stay close. They set a limit of how many minutes they could be away from brothers and sisters.
但是他们为自己定了一个限制，就是他们与弟兄姊妹们不能住得太远。
And when they were thinking about the type of house they wanted,
当他们思想他们要买怎么样的房子
，they said it's got to have one room big enough so that we can come together for fellowship.
就必须要有一间房够大，让我们能够在里面来聚在一起交通。
Come together, have our prayer time together. Come together, have our Bible studies.
我们可以一起来这里做一个祷告会，我们一起来查经。
It was a blessing because this was the priority in their heart as they were looking at a house.
这实在是一个祝福，因为这是他们心里面的一个最最优先的一个考量。
It wasn't like, you know, we have this many children, we need this many rooms, yada yada.
不是说我们家有这么多孩子要去，所以要有这么多的房间。
But they had been captured by the Lord in a way. They wanted to be a home, to be a home of hospitality and service to brothers and sisters.
而是他们被主完全的抓住，让他们的家能够成为招待弟兄姊妹们的一个来服侍主的一个场所。
And I don't have to tell you the end of the story. You can imagine what would happen with a young couple like that.
我不想跟你们讲这个故事的结局，你们可以想象这位年轻的夫妇。
With a heart like that, God provided for them abundantly.
在因为他们像主这样的心，主就丰富的来赐给他们。
And there's Bible study in their home every week.
每周在他们家里面都有查经。
You know, praise God. This is how people talk about the heavenly vision, God's purpose being so theoretical.
我们赞美神，因为我们经常讲到他的旨意，讲到好像是理论上面的。
No, once we see really see what God's heart is.
不是这样的，当我们真实的看见我们主他的心
out of that relationship and a desire for him,
我们向着他有一个亲密的关系和渴望
it starts to become very practical in our life.
就是在我们里面成为很实际的
Brothers and sisters, as they choose about different universities to go to,
弟兄姊妹们当你们拣选去不同的大学的时候
I'm always blessed by ones who they look at universities where they know that there's brothers and sisters, they know there's assemblies in that area they can meet with.
有些弟兄姊妹们，他们看见在那里有可以好的聚会，他们可以去。我的心里面就是何等的得祝福。
That's the impact that God's purpose and heart has on our life.
这就是我们神他的旨意在我们的身上所做的一个影响。
And this is how it impacted Paul's life.
这是他在保罗身上的影响。
And he didn't care about the circumstances that he was in.
他并不在意他所处的一个环境。
He was faithful.
他总是献上感谢。
Sometimes it would be what we would call so-called small circumstances.
我们有时候会讲到这只是一些小事。
And if you look in Acts chapter 16,
如果你看《使徒行传》十六章
，The Lord sent Paul over to Philippi.
主差遣保罗到腓立比。
We know the background, how he wanted to go here, he wanted to go there, and the Lord constrained him and said, "No, you're going over here."
保罗他又想去这里，又想去那里，但是我们的主的灵激励着他，要说你必须要到这个地方去。
And he arrives there at Philippi. He doesn't even see a synagogue. There's not even enough men to form a synagogue.
他来到腓立比，他没有看见有工会，因为没有很多的男人可以在这里造一个建一个工会。
He goes down by the river. He because he knows these women are there praying.
他到河边，他知道这边有些妇人，他们在那里聚在一起祷告。
He proclaims the glorious gospel there to him, and thank the Lord, Lydia gets saved, her and her household.
他向他们传荣耀的福音，莉迪亚她一家她就得救了。
There's a church that is birthed there.
一个教会就在那里诞生了。
Paul didn't go somewhere to start a church.
保罗并不是要到那里建造教会。
Paul went there to share Christ.
保罗去那里是为他们分享基督。
There's a big difference.
有一个很大的差别。
Paul's goal was that Christ would be seen.
保罗他的目的是要让基督被看见。
And when Christ is presented and when Christ is captured hearts,
当基督摆在他们的面前，抓住他们的心。
The spirit of that brings ones together and the church is born.
基督的灵就把他们聚在一起，让一个教会诞生了。
It could look like a small thing to us, just going to Philippi.
对我们来说，去腓立比好像是一件小事。
But actually, in God's economy, it was a tremendous thing.
但是我们神他的经营是有着极大的目的。
Sadly, today we get all confused because bigness and glitz and glamour and everything.
我们有时候会被一些大的、一些闪亮的、一些亮晶晶的事情来夺去我们的。
Paul was very clear.
但是保罗是非常的清楚。
Remember when our Lord came?
你记不记得我们主来的时候
？There was Herod's temple.
有希律的他的圣殿。
And actually, Herod's temple was much more glamorous than Solomon's.
希律的圣殿比所罗门的圣殿更有荣耀。
There was a lot of glitz, a lot of outward things going on there.
有很多的这个闪光的地方，有很多外面看是更雄伟。
But what was missing?
但是那里面缺乏的是什么
？There was no glory.
没有荣耀。
There was glory in Solomon's temple.
在所罗门的圣殿里面有荣耀。
Today, brothers and sisters, we can see a lot of glitz and glamour in the name of the Lord. Big things this and big things there.
弟兄姊妹们，在今天我们看见，在有一些奉主名的一些大的一些闪光的东西。
But it's the glory of the Lord there.
但是我们主他的荣耀在不在那里
？You know, I've been Stella and I've been meeting with the brethren in Richmond for a lot of years.
我的妻子和我在Richmond 和弟兄们聚集了聚会了很长时间。
And as we look back upon the way the assembly in Richmond started,
当我们回想这个当地的聚会它的成型的这个历史
，I think that's why the church in Philippi is so precious to us.
就是为什么腓立比的教会是这么的宝贵
？Because many many years ago in Richmond there was just a few sisters that were gathering together for prayer.
因为很多年前，只是几位姊妹他们在一起聚在一起祷告。
And there was one brother who was willing to come down and share the word of God with these sisters.
有一位弟兄，他愿意来到他们中间和他们来交通。
First, there were no brothers.
起初并没有弟兄。
Just a few sisters.
只是一些姊妹。
And this dear servant would come down.
这个亲爱的主的他的仆人就来了。
Out of that, the Lord through the Spirit was able to birth something in Richmond.
从那里面主的灵就让一个Richmond 这样的聚会来诞生了。
Don't despise the day of small things.
不要轻看那些小的事情。
Because they're small in our eyes.
因为他们在我们的眼里面纵然很微小。
But they're great in His eyes.
但是在我们神的眼里面是伟大的。
And this is why Paul later on in Acts he's there and the whole city is gathering to hear him.
这就是为什么保罗在那里后来整个全城的人都来听他讲道。
In Pisidian Antioch, he's there. Paul and Barnabas, they're sharing everything together.
在比利亚的安提阿，保罗和巴拿巴他们在那里交分享。
And sometimes the circumstances weren't very good.
有时候环境并不是那么好。
In Lystra, he was stoned to death. He was left as dead.
在历史中，他差点被石头来打死。
But he gets up and he goes on.
但是他起来，他继续。
That's pressing on.
他这就是努力面前。
Even when his message was rejected.
纵然他的信息被拒绝
，Even when he was despised，
纵然他被轻视
，He had been faithful， but he was utterly rejected。
虽然他是忠心的，但是他被完全的来抛弃。
We try to share the gospel with someone.
我们有时候向别人传福音。
They reject it.
他们拒绝。
What do we do?
我们怎么做？
We start pouting. We go home. We quit. I'm not going to share anymore.
我们就非常的恼怒，我们就回家。我们说我不用与你交通了。
Paul had such a relationship with the Lord, he was able to get up and continue on.
但是保罗有与主这样的一个关系，他能够站起来，能够继续。
Yes, he was rejected by the Jews.
他被犹太人来弃绝。
But then he goes to the Gentiles there, Corinth and Ephesus.
然后他就到这个哥林多，到以弗所的这个外邦人当中。
Stays long times there, shares with them the whole counsel of God.
在他们与他们在一起很长的时间来分享神的旨意。
Later on, as you look at his life in the book of Acts, he returns to Jerusalem.
然后你看，在《使徒行传》，他后来回到耶路撒冷。
A man told him he shouldn't go.
一个人说，人告诉他你不要去。
But God had told him to go.
但是神告诉他要去。
He went back and he was arrested.
他回去，他就被抓了。
But did that shut him up?
那个有没有把他来？
No, he's there. He's arrested, but he's still faithful to testify of our Lord Jesus Christ.
他虽然被拘禁，但是他还是忠心的来为主做见证。
He testifies before the Sanhedrin.
他是在公会的面前来做见证。
Testifies before Felix. Testifies before Agrippa.
他在腓力和亚基帕王面前做这个见证。
While he's with Agrippa, he's testifying, and as Festus says, Paul, you're mad.
他在亚基帕王面前做见证的时候，王说你。保罗，你是不是疯了？
Paul was willing to be a fool for Christ.
保罗愿意为基督成为一个疯子。
Because he was captured by that love.
因为他被他的爱来抓住。
Paul, he just didn't talk about it.
他并不只是口头而已。
He just didn't write letters.
他并不只是写信。
But he actually lived. His life was a message.
他活出这样的一个可以带出信息的一个生命。
He was living for Christ no matter what people thought.
无论人怎么想，他始终为基督而活。
Whether he was mocked, rejected, laughed at, he continued going on.
无论别人怎么样的嘲笑他，怎么样的来拒绝他，他一直在那里坚持。
He ends up in Rome. He's in a prison.
他来到了罗马，他被关到监里。
We hear of how he's sharing the gospel with all the Praetorian guard.
我们就看见他在这个传福音，向着这个宫里面的这个侍卫。
He writes the letters that we just read to Philippians and also Ephesians and Colossians.
他在监狱里面写了这腓立比书、以弗所书和哥罗西书。
He was in prison.
他在监牢里面。
But his spirit was free.
但是他的灵是完全的自由。
It reminds us of that poem by Madame Guyon.
让我们提醒我们记得这个盖亚夫人的他的写的一首诗。
She has a poem, and we're not going to go through the whole poem.
他写了一整首的诗，我们不想把它复述。
It's about a bird in a cage.
是讲到一个在笼里面的一个鸟。
And it's like when she writes this while she's in prison.
他在监牢里面，他写下了这首诗。
And her prison is her cage.
这个监牢就像他的牢笼。
Many of us are living in prisons, the cages of life.
我们很多人是活在我们生活的这个监牢里面。
Circumstances of life.
生活的各个的环境。
Maybe your parents are not saved, and there's some restrictions there.
也许你的父母还没有得救，所以你要受他们的限制。
Maybe your husband or wife is not a believer. There's some restrictions there.
也许你的丈夫或者你的妻子他们还没有信主，你在家里面要限制你。
The school situation and the work situation, you feel like you're restricted.
你觉得在你上大学或者你工作的场合，你被了受到了限制。
And while Madame Guyon was restricted in prison,
但是盖亚夫人她啊
，She wrote this poem.
盖恩夫人她在这个监牢里面，她被拘禁。
She said, "I'm like a little bird."
她说我像一只小鸟。
I'm shut out from the fields of all the air. I can't fly freely in the air.
她说我已经与这个空气来隔离开来，我不能自由的飞翔。
But in my cage, in my prison, I sit and sing.
但是我在我的牢笼里面，我仍然能够歌唱。
To him who placed me here.
我向着那把我摆在这里的人来歌唱。
Well pleased to be a prisoner.
他说，我乐意成为一个被拘禁的。
Because my God, it pleases thee.
如果这能够让你来满足。
Yes, my cage confines me around.
是的，我的牢笼拘禁了我。
Abroad, I cannot fly.
我不能 这样宽阔的这样飞翔。
But though my wing is tightly bound,
如果我的翅膀是这样被紧紧的束缚，
my heart's at liberty,
我的心还是自由。
My prison walls cannot control,
我监牢的墙不能拘禁我。
The flight, the freedom, the worship of the soul,
不能拘禁我自由飞翔的灵魂。
Brothers and sisters, let's not allow the circumstances of life to be our prisons, our cages.
弟兄姊妹们，我们不愿意我们生活里面的这样的环境成为我们的拘禁。
Paul knew the glorious liberty of the sons of God in spite of the circumstances of a prison.
保罗他在这样的监狱的环境的当中，他仍然认识到那位灵让他得的自由。
Throughout history, there are ones that have known the circumstances of difficult circumstances, and yet it didn't hinder them.
在历史的长河里面，有那么多人，他们不论什么样的环境都不能拘禁他们。
Oh, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
we see how God, when He captures us,
我们看见我们的主他如何的抓住我们。
He has a wonderful plan for each of us.
他为我们每一个人定了一个美好的旨意。
Do we believe that His plans for us are good?
我们信不信他向着我们的旨意是何等的美好？
If we know of His love for us,
如果我们认识他向着我们的爱，
If we're really captured by that love of Christ,
如果我们被基督的爱来抓住，
We know how much He loves us,
我们知道他如何的爱我们。
We can't help but know that His plans for us are good.
我们不能禁止我们自己来认识到他的计划是何等的美善。
Will it cost us something?
会不会我们要付上一点代价？
It will cost us our self-life.
当然是要让我们上吊我们的魂生命。
We will have to say no to some of our desires.
我们要向我们的一些私欲我们说不。
We will have to say no to maybe those pleasures that we've enjoyed in the past.
我们也许像我们以前所享受的我们要说不。
I've been a brother in leadership in Richmond for a good number of years.
我在 Richmond 那边聚会做带领的弟兄做了一些年了。
And at times that can be really testing.
有时候对我是一个极大的试炼。
I've had a long day.
我工作很累了一天。
I get home in the evening and Stella has this wonderful dinner.
我回家然后还吃了一个很不错的晚餐。
And it tastes best right when it's hot and fresh.
当是又热刚上桌的时候。
And all of a sudden the phone rings.
那个时候藏起来最好但是电话铃响了。
Somebody's crying.
有人在电话里面哭。
Somebody had to go to the hospital.
有人要去医院。
Various other circumstances.
还有许许多多其他的环境。
What do we do?
我们怎么做？
When we're captured by the Lord.
当我们被主来抓住。
In one way, we do not have a choice.
我们实在是没有别的办法。
Constrained by the love of Christ.
因为我们已经被基督的爱来激励了。
I say no to a delicious meal for a moment.
我只能放下这个 饭碗。
And we come alongside some brothers and sisters.
我们来到我们弟兄姊妹们的他的身边。
This is pressing on.
这是努力向前。
You know, we see how as God is He's calling us.
我们看见我们的神这样的呼召我们。
Now, I don't want to paint a picture of pressing on.Is being so bleak and never having a good meal.
我不是想在这里描述一幅图画，就说你努力面前你就吃不上一口好饭了。
Because there are plenty of times as you go and you be with ones, there's such a blessing.
因为很多的时候，当你与弟兄们姊妹们在一起，实在是一个极大蒙福的事情。
We were just in Seattle.
我刚在西雅图。
And we got to Seattle okay.
我们很顺利地到了西雅图。
But then the shuttle bus took us to the wrong hotel.
但是这个摆渡车把我们带到了一个错的酒店里面。
We found out there's two double trees near the airport in Seattle.
在这个
We went to the wrong one.
西雅图的这个机场旁边有两个名字一样的这个酒店。
Anyway, they finally worked it out, and so late at night we got settled in.
他后来终于把这个问题解决了，把我们送到这个。
But the Lord was so good.
但是我们主是何等的美善。
The next day, the brethren took us out for lunch.
第二天，我们弟兄们带我们去吃午餐。
We went to this great Chinese restaurant in Seattle.
我们去了这个西雅图这个一个很好的一个中餐馆。鼎泰丰。
Yeah, oh boy, that was good. I love those little dumplings with the stuff in it.
鼎泰丰的小笼包。
So it's sometimes we go through some trials, but there's also many blessings as we're pressing on in the Lord.
我们有时候虽经历一些试炼，但是当我们努力面向前的时候，还有极大的祝福摆在我们面前。
Paul later on in Philippians, he says, "I've learned how to be content in the Lord, whether I'm abounding or being, you know, in distress."
保罗后来在腓立比书，他做见证，他说，无论我是受捆绑，受捆绑也好。
So we're saying all this is simply that as the Lord captures our heart,
当我们的主抓住我们的心，我们就能如此的来发生。
We have this desire.
我们如果里面有这样的一个渴慕
，that we would really be available to Him to be used of Him and however He desires.
我们就可以随他所用，无论他如何来使用我们。
Because there's another aspect of this insatiable desire that Paul had.
保罗他这个永不满足的这样的一个渴慕，还有另外一个方面。
And he had this desire that other brethren would enter into it also.
他盼望别的弟兄姊妹们也能进入到同样的这样的一个渴慕当中。
He demonstrated this to them.
他这样的向他们来做出这样的一个演示。
We'll look at this more tomorrow night.
明天晚上我们继续的来看。
But in Thessalonians.
在帖撒罗尼迦。
In Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 8.
在帖撒罗尼迦第二章第八节。
He says, "We were well pleased to impart not only the gospel of God, but also our own lives."
我们不仅在这里要传神的福音，而且要把我们的生命来给你们。
What we'll see is that Paul had this desire to share Christ in that living way, that his life was a poured out drink offering.
保罗愿意与他们把他里面的生命活泼的与他们分享，让他们能够也找到这一个活泼的生命。
So we can stop here for tonight.
我们今天就停在这里。
And just as we stop and we consider this life of Paul.
当我们暂停在这里，我们来思想保罗的生命。
Some of us might look at Paul and say, "Oh, he was a great man, a great apostle. I cannot be like him."
有人会说他是一个大人物，他是一个大的使徒，我不可能像他那样。
But remember.
但是你要记得
，Paul was a little man with a great God.
保罗是一个小人物，但是有一位伟大的神。
The problem with us at times,
我们有时候有这样的问题
，is we think we're great men.
我们认为我们是一个大人物
，and our God is little.
我们的神过于小了。
He wants to work in us.
他愿意在我们里面做工
，to change our perspective.
让我们的视角能有转变
，to see that we're decreasing.
让我们看见我必衰微
，seeing that we're nothing，
让我们看见我们什么也不是
，and him increasing，
让他能够必兴旺
，seeing how great and big he is in any circumstance or situation，
让我们无论在何等的光景、何等的场合，我们都看见他是那么伟大的那位神。
That gives us that desire，
这就带来给我们这样的一个渴慕
，to keep pressing on。
让我们可以努力面前
to know him more and more，
我们更多的认识他
，and to be faithful with what he's laid hold of us for。
让他所以得着我们的，我们对此忠心。
Let's have a word of prayer.
我们低头做一点祷告。
Lord, we are worshiping your heart and worshiping you for your great love that you have displayed to each and every one of us.
主，我们向着你爱我们的心，向你极大的向着我们每一个人的爱，我们来敬拜你。
Thank you, Lord, so much for this relationship that you have called us into.
我们感谢你把我们呼召到进入到这样的一个关系的当中。
And Lord, my great fear is that we just start talking about an intimate relationship.
我一个最大的恐惧就是我们只是在这里谈这样的一个关系。
We just start talking about having an insatiable desire.
我们只是口头上讲，我们向着你有一个永不满足的心。
Lord, protect us from that.
主，求你救我们脱离这一切。
But Lord, deep within our hearts,
在我们心的深处
we want to have a yearning for that relationship.
我们渴慕这样的一个关系
and a yearning for that desire.
我们也渴望得到这样的一个渴慕
to know you more and more in a very living way every day.
我们是在活泼的方式来越多的认识你
that we would be those that hasten your return.
我们可以成为催促你再来的那些
and bring glory to you and your testimony in this hour.
把荣耀归你和你的见证。
Thy name we pray. Amen.
奉你宝贵的名祷告。Amen.